Constantine?
Yeah.
Hi, Raj Taylor, WKZO Kalamazoo. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What is your job title?
I cover banking and finance for WCBS, not WCBS, for CBSNews.com,
Okay.
Money Watch, any of those.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be with you in about a minute or so.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yep.
Wants to know why that sounds like something from a Christmas carol.
Well, it's the Gaither Vocal Band.
The Starland Vocal Band?
No.
I didn't know they did.
No.
I thought they just did
Skyrockets in Flight.
Afternoon Delight. Afternoon Delight.
That's a medley of their hits.
That's right. All right, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, let's not play that version anymore.
No,
I would agree.
Thank you.
Let's vote on it.
Yeah.
Those opposed to playing it again, hands up.
No.
Those in favor...
No,
only one hand.
That's right. U.S. jobless rate falls today to 7.8%.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean?
And joining us now, Konstantin von Hoffman, a new guy. He's with us for the first time, so you guys be nice.
All right, we'll do.
Play nice. And he is the financial analyst for CBS Money Watch.
Hey, Konstantin, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right.
Welcome to the trifecta. You may not like us at the end, but right now we're good.
Yeah. All right. So what does this mean? I mean, it fell to 7.8%. It's a 44-month low. What is it? What will happen next?
Well,
is this?
What it means is, let's first look at the fact that it is a real increase in jobs. This is not one of those, oh, more people left the employment pool, and so that's why the unemployment rate went down. This is 114,000 actual jobs, so that's a good thing. It's also, I mean, from the president's point of view, it's also, however, from Governor Romney's point of view, a good thing or a bad thing or something he can use, because it's only 114,000 jobs, and that's not a lot.
So wait a minute, Konstantin. What you're telling me is one side is going to say, we added 114 jobs, and the other side is going to say, they only added 114,000 jobs.
What part of the campaign haven't you been paying attention to? this is news to you. You got problems, man.
I know.
Konstantin, we're already hearing from some conservative pundits that these numbers were cooked. In your mind, is there any way for the president's reelection committee to cook these numbers?
Absolutely not. I mean, and I don't say that as somebody who's any fan of government. These are the same numbers. They've been using the same calculations, regardless of who they profited politically, for, I mean, as long as I can remember, I think it goes back, I think the current calculation system goes back to Carter. You know, somebody else said, look, if he's going to cook the numbers, why didn't he do it a couple years ago?
and start then?
Yeah. But, I mean, the other thing is, you know, you will hear, there's this thing called the U6. There are a lot of different ways to count the numbers, and there's this thing called the U6, which actually is what I think of as the real unemployment rate, and it contains everybody who's, you know, who's dropped out of labor pool, who's working part-time, you know, it contains everybody. That number also went down, you know.
Okay.
So, and that's one that I find more reliable. So, I mean, if somebody wants to say, you know, the books got cooked, prove it.
Constantine, what is the how big is the U6 number? It's got to be obviously larger, but
yeah, the U6 number is. You would ask me that. Look at me.
I'm sorry, you brought
call
it up.
You have facts. Oh, you want?
I know.
Facts.
I know.
Yeah,
crazy.
We sort of like those.
Yeah.
Oh, you're certainly not in the campaign. The U6 number this month, it's down to 14.2%. It was at 14.6% in August, and a year ago it was at 15.7%. So, you know, it's still a horrible number. I mean, you know, these are horrible numbers, but you can't look at it and say things are not getting better. You can say they aren't getting better fast enough. You can
say a lot of things, but they
have gotten better. If that's good, that's up to you.
I was going to say, Constantine, this is Jim McKinney. I have a question now. The Romney campaign can't really argue with numbers that, as you've said, are really good. Do you think that they're going to base stuff on, but look what's happened over the last 4 years, that kind of thing, as opposed to, and then kind of ignore this jobs report?
If they're up on their game, I would really think they're going to hit the fact that, yeah, great, it's 114,000 jobs. You know, it's generally accepted that you need about 200,000 at this point in the game to prove that the economy is growing. So, I mean, certainly they could point at the last 4 years. I mean, they could point to a lot of things, but you know, the facts that are on their side are that, yeah, it's sad that this small growth has made such a big difference.
Constantine, when do the next numbers come out?
Will there
be any other numbers prior to the voting?
There is, I think they come out the week before or right before the election day, but those won't have the impact that these do, because by then, you know, most people have made up their minds. So this and this month and the September numbers are really the key ones. And you know, I mean, there's no getting around the fact that the president got the headline he wanted, you know, It doesn't help all those people who are still out of work, and it's the headline he wanted, and it's an honest headline.
Well, let me ask you this then, Constantine. Do we know what kind of jobs were added? I mean, are these seasonal workers? Are these government employees? Are these,
That's the other good sign, is these are not the seasonal worker jobs. Those numbers won't start to hit until next month. These are not the jobs that are going to go away in January. These are actual jobs. These are jobs people can expect, all things being equal, to have in January and even a year from now. So that's another strong point about this report. It's a solid report, and he hasn't had a lot of those. So, you know, I'll give him credit on that.
Especially this week, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
His campaign is welcoming it with open arms.
Yeah, anything he can get. It's the interesting thing, this is what I tell people to look out for, is actually for a sharp spike in the unemployment rate. When you see that, it's actually a sign that the economy may be doing better, because a lot of people will be getting back into the labor pool. So even though I don't see this happening anytime soon. I don't think this is something you need to look out for in the immediate future. But, you know, if we do suddenly see like it go up a point, I don't know, a point, half a point or something, that could mean a good thing, believe it or not.
Well, that's something to look forward to. Boy, all of a sudden my question evaporated.
All right, Constantine. One more quick one here.
Yep.
The spin. Do you see, you know, are you able to already see the massive spin over the next 2 to 3 weeks from both sides? Will the Obama campaign then take this and completely run with it and make it a part of, I don't even know, next week's debate with the vice presidential candidates? Will the Romney camp already sit in a room today and go, okay, here's what we're going to say to this?
Definitely. I mean, the Democrats can now say, like, you know, the Republicans have been saying the unemployment rate's been over 8% for, I don't remember, but it's way
months.
Too long,
yeah.
months, years, probably. And they can say, no, look, it's down. And, you know, I will say this much. Once this information gets into Joe Biden and then gets out to us, it's going to be more interesting than it is right now, I bet. I like Joe. I don't know him, but it will make it better. But yes, they're just going to spin these all to heck. And you know, this is a situation where we've had a quotes recovery quotes where both sides, you know, nothing's really changing. You know, the actual increase is a little, but nothing much has changed for several years. And, you know, so both sides can go, on the other hand, look at this, and on the other hand, look at that. So sad to say, it's up to people to actually read and make up their own minds.
One last quick question for you, yeah. Constantine. This month's job growth, private sector, public, private sector. Okay.
This was mostly private sector. If I believe I saw these numbers somewhere, but if the public sector had not laid off as many people as it has in the past year, this number would be much closer to 7%.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
We'll have you back. You're good guest. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. He's passed the test.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.